Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Super Shell gasoline invite you to Shell Chateau, where your host is the world's outstanding entertainer, Al Jolson, with an all-star bill of famous guest stars. We switch you now to Shell Chateau, where you'll be greeted by Al Jolson.
Good evening, friends. Here's where your worry ends, where everyone attends. Good evening, friends. Your name somehow I can't recall right now, but know you all I bow. Good evening, friend. Dear Teflon, one time Madame, Monsieur Terry, one star Terry, Kamatali, boo, way, boo, way, boo, way, boo. I know you all I do. Good evening, friend. Pull up the chair and turn the lights down low. You'll let ourselves to go. Good evening, friend. We're on the air just once a week, you know. Each week a friend, so for you, my friend. The music starts, the curtain parts, an hour of fun for everyone. Although it's true that I cannot see you, I only feel like you. Good evening, friend.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. It is Saturday night again, and we're all back in Shell Chateau. Good old Shell Chateau once more. And it's a pleasure to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, because tonight we really have a great show for you. Listen, and I'll tell you who we have. For song, we have the lovely, the charming, the talented star of the year's most successful picture, Ginger Top Hat Rogers. Well, I don't have to tell you what a terrific hit Rogers, Miss Rogers, made in that picture. And immediately after the preview, they gave a big party in her honor. And believe me, folks, when I tell you, everybody that was anybody in the picture business was there. And Victor Young and I were invited. I don't know why. And the minute we entered the house, I noticed there were burning incense. Well, believe it or not, as Mr. Ripley would say, the one thing I can't stand is the smell of burning incense. So I called the butler over and I said, listen, I said, the odor in this room is very offensive to me. Do you mind getting rid of that punk? And what do you think the butler did? Threw Victor Young right out of the window. For comedy, we have Harris Savoy, one of Vaudeville's most successful young performers. But that's not all the comedy we have tonight. We have with us, as an extra special added attraction, the famous screen star you've laughed at thousands of times, the one and only Edward Everett Horton. Well, when Eddie arrived in Shell Chateau this afternoon, oh, I was so glad to see him. I walked up and I said, how do you feel, Eddie? He said, I'm all right, Al. How do you feel? And I told him the truth. I hadn't been feeling so well, so I told him, I said, you see, Eddie, I'm a little worried. Lately, I've been troubled with insomnia. I can't sleep. He said, Al, that's the thing. I just have the cure for it. I said, what is it, Eddie? Tell me, quick. And he said, when you go to bed at night, all you do is take a long, tall glass of whiskey every hour. Oh, I said, Eddie, do you mean to tell me that it's your insomnia? He said, no, but it'll make staying awake a pleasure. Well, and for music, of course, we couldn't have anybody else. We have Shell Chateau's old famous maestro, Victor Zebop Young. Hero Zebop. Well, folks, right now I'm going to ask Victor to play a song for me. It's a number I introduced in Shell Chateau 3 weeks ago from the new Warner Brothers picture starring Ruby Keeler and Dick Powell, Shipmate Forever. The title is, I'd Like to Take Orders from You, and it's number one in Pensacola, New Zealand. Sell out, Victor. When someone tells me to march or to halt, my soul rebels, I'm that way to a fault. No rules or regulations would I obey. Then I met you, and I knew right away. If you're the captain, I'll be the crew. Oh, I'd just love to take orders from you. You blow the bugle, and I'll jump through. Oh, I'd love to take orders from you. I know that rules were made for fools. That's one thing I have learned. but I'm going in for discipline wherever you're concerned. If you take it, Nick, that's what I'll do. Oh, I just love to take orders from you. If you're the captain, I'll feel it through, cause I just love to take orders from you. Blow the bugle, and I'll jump through. Oh, how I'd love to take orders from you. I know that rules were made for fools. That's one thing I have learned. But I'm going in for discipline wherever you're concerned. If you say give me, that's what I'll do. Cause I just love to take orders. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to tell you that tonight is a very special occasion for Victor Young. Hollywood has been an inspiration to him. And the other day he wrote a brand new song. It is called Fascination. And I believe it's a great tune. And tonight he's going to play it for the first time anywhere. This song is number one, too, in Victor's home. All right, Victor, play it.
Thank you.
back in Shelterco, ladies and gentlemen, and you know those two kids that work here, Jack Stanton and Peggy Gardner? Well, last night, they went down to the railroad station to see Jack's mother off on a little trip. When they came out of the station, Peggy said to Jack, "Honey, isn't it marvelous that land is so cheap out here? We'll be able to have a house anywhere we want when we get married." Jack looked at Peggy and he said, "Are you crazy, honey? What makes you think that real estate is so cheap?" Peggy pointed at a taxi cab standing by the station that said, "See that sign on the cab? Any part of the city for 50 cents. That kills me. Well, maybe you don't believe it, but Jack loves her anyway, dumb or smart. And now, the kids are going to sing, "You Are Free," Jack Stanton and Peggy Gardner.
Phone number is 2000. I forgot where I was at. Our first guest in Shell Chateau tonight is a man you've seen many times in pictures. Edward Everett Horton.
That's your summer room.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you'd like that.
I would very much. But of course, if you're sending out, I'd much rather have a small orange tea. You know, they didn't serve anything at lunch.
Now look here, you. You left to the office and went back to the doctor's.
Oh, now you're getting warm.
Yeah, and then you doubled back to the office again.
Warmer still.
Then you let yourself in, open the safe, and took those bonds.
Oh, now you're all cold again.
Oh, take them back. All you can get out of an empty stall is a rattle.
Come on. You can sit down a while, and then we'll start all over.
Well, I don't mind continuing. I'm not a bit tired.
Well, we are.
Oh, I can play this game for hours and hours and hours.
Oh, get him out of here. Take him back to
his cell. Thank you, officer. It's been very interesting, but you don't even know the rudiments of the game.
Da-da-dee-da-da-da.
Come a bit. Never interrupt an aria right in the middle of it like that. You got me all off the... What do you want, anyway, Warden?
Well, there's a lady to see you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a nifty-looking doll.
Is it nifty? Oh, that's Peggy. Why didn't you say so? Well, show her right up.
Show her up? Say, where do you take you out? The Biltmore?
Never for a moment did I have that impression. With ventilation like this, they'd move right out.
Oh, ain't we lucky we got contractors. Come on to the visiting room.
Thank you very much. And Warden, I hate to be a bother, really. But you see that cot? Do you think it could be moved over to the other wall?
Sure.
I'd like to have the light over my left shoulder.
Yeah, most like in the standing lamp.
Oh, will you? Oh, that's
sure.
An adjustable one, you know?
Yeah.
With three bulbs.
Sure.
Thank you. And look at that bed. Couldn't I have a new mattress? You know, it's subject to lumps.
Why don't you make a complaint list for the commissioner? He loves to read.
Oh, can he read? Well,
sure.
I yes. Well, send up some stationery, will you? Oh, Peggy, darling. Well. Oh, my, how nice of you to call.
Sit down.
Yeah?
And keep your hands back at the counter.
Like this?
You got 10 minutes.
10 minutes is something like school, isn't it?
Homer, are you all right?
Well, I'm not so bad, Peggy. Outside of a little toxic something is a neuro... Yes, I'm quite comfortable, yes.
Why did you do it? What reason was there?
Peggy, and that cop here, miss?
Yes.
Peggy, you remember my telling you about my Uncle Eustace?
Yes.
Well, he was public enemy number one out there in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Ah, baloney.
Have you lost your mind?
Peggy, I saw the whole thing in a flash.
So what?
Well, when I came back from the doctor's Saturday, I saw you there in the office. I saw you down in front of the safe. I saw the bag right on the floor. I knew all about the money you needed for your brother's operation. I knew why you did it.
Homer, you confessed to something you didn't do because you thought you were saving me?
Oh, my dear girl, you heard what Mr. Davis said. It was 20 years. 20 years in prison. Why, that's practically a lifetime. You couldn't stand it.
But I didn't take them, Homer.
What do you mean? You didn't take them?
Of course not.
Oh, well, then, my dear girl. Oh, well, that makes everything all right.
Oh, you poor, foolish silly darling. Can't you see what a mess you're in?
Well, no, if neither of us did it, how can there be any mess?
You've confessed.
Yes?
If Mr. Davis doesn't get his bonds back, you will go to prison for 20 years.
Oh, my dear girl, that's where the joke's on him. I couldn't stay in any prison more than 3 months.
What?
Why not, Peggy? I have only 3 months to live.
Homer, what are you talking about?
Saturday, I took your advice. I went to see the big specialist. He told me I have a toxic thing about a leaking ventricle. As a matter of fact, Peggy, I feel leaking right now.
Nonsense. You're going to live to a ripe old age.
Oh, my dear girl, never say a thing like that. You don't suppose I would have insulted Mr. Davis in his office this morning if I thought I was going to live.
What did you say was the matter with your heart?
It's a leaky ventricle, and all that very, very serious thing.
A leaky ventricle?
Yes.
And what was the name of the doctor?
Oh, it was a marvelous doctor. You should have seen that office. All chromium, and he thumped me on the hand, and everything. And then his name was Emmanuel Q.
Singer, that's the name.
Don't tell me.
Homer, that Dr. Singer is a fake. He was arrested today on complaint of the Medical Association. He tells everybody they have leaky ventricles.
Everybody? Well, everybody has. I've got the only... what are you... Peggy, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
That's
you mean
true.
It?
Of course.
You're sure?
Positive.
Oh, my dear girl. Oh, that's terrible. Well, that puts a different complexion on the whole thing. You mean to say there's absolutely nothing the matter with me at all?
Nothing.
Hands up, you two.
I've got a lot more to say now. Just
hands up.
Dear.
Yeah,
well, Homer, I'll get bail for you somehow.
You
everything will be all right.
You think so, really?
Yes.
Oh, Peggy, I hate to be such a bother.
Bother? Homer, you're just well.
Hey,
you two, cut that out.
Officer, did you see what she did?
Sure.
She kissed me.
Yeah, don't tell me.
And that means...
Goodbye, Homer.
Goodbye, nothing. I'll see... you know what I mean.
The last two Saturdays in Celtico, I've been singing medleys of old songs to you folks. And I guess some of you must have liked them, because a number of you have been kind enough to write and tell me so. Well, tonight, I have three more. Two of them are old, but one is comparatively new. Well, I put them together, and I'll sing them to you tonight. If you please, Victor.
One, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every road is heavy with dew.
saw you in my dream. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charm. Lips that once were mine. And our eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams. They ask me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find a whole love of blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize no getting your eyes. I pass them and I daily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yesterday, my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now, laughing friends arise, things I cannot hide.
Shell Al's Olsen, folks, and we're back in Shell Chateau. Well, tonight we're presenting Edward Everett Horton, Ginger Rogers, Harry Savoy, and last but not least, Victor Young. A couple of hours ago, Victor and I went to a little restaurant in the neighborhood to get something to eat. And Victor said, Al, I just feel I'd like to have some seafood. He said, you know, I was born at Auburn. Well, anyway, and as the waiter came over, Victor said, pardon me, do you serve crab? And the waiter said, sit down, we're not particular. Well, I didn't mean that, Victor. I love you. Well, right now, Victor's going to play a medley that he played for you folks in Chelsea several weeks ago. A medley of tunes from the new Paramount picture, Every Night at Eight, starring George Raft and Alice Faye. Shell out, Victor, and shell out good.
Our next guest is a young man who's been touring the vaudeville theaters with great success for the last 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, and his name is Harry Savoy. And believe me, he's a goofy guy. Last evening, I had him over to my house for dinner. And after we got through eating, I said, Harry, see what you can get on the radio. And the darn fool took me literally. He went out and pawned it. But I've enjoyed his work in vaudeville many times, and I know you folks in Chelsea will like him too. So here he is, Harry Savoy.
Hiya, guys. I like Al. He's a great master of cemeteries. I'm standing, so I came out, so I'm here, so what? Hi, Roy. Reorganize. So, 30 days had September, April, May, and my uncle for speeding. Nah, take it easy, guys. Relax. So, the manager of my hotel wants to thank the sponsor of this program for giving me this night's work. Hi, Roy. So I have a swell room. I have a room with a window. Yeah, facing the wall. Yeah. They call it the Italian room. The Italian room. It's a deuce. Oh, snappy stuff. I'm giving you an app. That's all right, guys. So I'm standing in a corner. So a cop. He didn't have a horse. It was a bicycle. I like vanilla. Hey, is anybody smoking a rubber boot out there? So the cop said, I couldn't, so I didn't, so you wouldn't get it, so what, can I help it? Oh, Big Newton.
Well, there you are. Harry, you know, you were supposed to meet me inside the Paramount Theater.
Yeah, I was, well, I'll give you a hit in the head in a minute.
A hit in the head?
Rome is, I don't know, was it? I'm stuck.
What about Rome?
Rome wasn't built in a daybed.
Oh. Answer my question.
What question?
You were supposed to meet me inside the Paramount Theater.
Yeah, and I know. I went to the box office.
Uh-huh.
I put my hands in my pocket.
Yeah.
And all I found was 2 pennies.
So what'd you do?
So I weighed myself twice and went home. I'm sitting in my apartment, see?
Oh, you have an apartment.
I was, what?
You have an apartment.
What are you, an echo?
Not a thing.
I have one of those Van with the date modern apartments.
Lovely.
I have one of those apartments. You're sitting in a dining room.
Uh-huh.
And you want to go in a parlor or the bedroom or the kitchen.
Yes.
You stay where you are.
But, Harry, if you knew you couldn't meet me, why didn't you call me on the telephone?
Sure. Why couldn't I call you? Period. New sentence. You ever go in those telephone booths?
Of course I've been in a phone booth.
Yeah, if you open the door, you can't hear. And if you close the door, you can't breathe.
I get it.
Hey, did you ever see a $9 bill?
Don't be stupid. Who ever heard of a $9 bill?
You never saw a $9?
Never saw a $9 bill.
I received one from the telephone company this morning.
But, Harry, I think the telephone company is very, very liberal in allowing you 5 minutes for your nickel.
Yeah, they give you 5 minutes for your nickel.
5 minutes for your nickel.
3 minutes to get your number, 1 minute to find out you got the wrong number, and a minute trying to get your nickel back.
Yes, but with the new dial system, the telephone company absolutely guarantees not to give you any more wrong numbers.
They guarantee you not to give you with the dial system.
No more wrong numbers.
Sure, with the dial system, you get the wrong number yourself. It was raining. See, it was raining cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs?
I stepped into a poodle.
No, you mean a puddle. Oh, how can anybody be so dumb and live?
Yeah, my whole... How do you know I'm living?
Well, I don't know much about it.
You think I'm dumb? You ought to see my brother.
Is your brother dumb?
Is my brother dumb?
Yeah.
The police are looking for the stork that brought my brother.
Harry, tell me, why in the world are the police looking for the stork that brought your brother?
They want to press a charge of dope smuggling. Understood, eh, boy? Nah. Save it for the finish. What did you take up in school?
Well, in school I studied French and algebra.
What was that?
Algebra.
Algebra?
Of course.
All right, say something in algebra. Go ahead.
Stupid, it can't be done.
You want algebra?
I want algebra.
I'll give you a hit in the head. I'll give you algebra.
A hit in the head?
So you bought a horse.
I bought a horse.
The horse lost its tail.
The horse lost its tail.
Hey, you'd have to sell a horse wholesale.
Well, why would you have to sell a horse wholesale?
You couldn't retail them. I went to 14 years. I went to school 14 years.
And then what?
Then they put me in the second grade.
Tell me, why didn't they put you in the third grade?
I didn't want to embarrass my father. He was there. Ooh, I could give you a mangle in a minute.
I know what's wrong with you, Harry.
What is it?
You're just temperamental.
Temperamental?
Temperamental.
I know, I'm 100%
temperamental. 100%
temperamental. 95% temper and 5% mental. I go for you, though.
Yeah, I don't believe you or any other man.
Well, you don't what?
I don't believe men.
Why?
Because my mother told me that all men are liars.
Well, her mother told her all men are liars.
All men.
Did men ever tell you they like you?
Oh, many men have told me that I am beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't forget what your mother told you.
I'm not tired.
That's all right, guys. I know what's the matter.
What's the matter?
I'm broke.
You're broke.
Broken, penniless.
And you are penniless.
What about the Tsar of Russia?
Well, what about the Tsar of Russia?
He was Nicholas. You know, we ought to get married.
Oh, don't be silly. I wouldn't marry you.
I'd get married.
I wouldn't marry you.
Ah, come on. Be a support.
I should say not.
Why not?
A woman is a fool to marry.
You're right.
You said I'm right.
A woman is a fool to marry.
You said it.
Well, what else can a man marry? Come on, guys. Get in there, boy. I'm winning.
Harry, you never forget this one thing.
Go ahead.
That woman is the light of the world.
Isn't that pretty?
You bet it is.
Woman is the light of the world.
You said it.
Yeah, and man is the powerhouse that supplies the light.
Oh,
I'm no fool. I take the good answers.
Take
What did Adam? What did Adam say in the Garden of Eden when his wife fell out of the tree?
Well, what did he say?
He said he's dropping again. Oh, silly stuff I'm speaking in now, boy.
Go on, you're nothing but an insipid dope.
Insipid?
Insipid.
I wouldn't call you insipid.
You wouldn't?
You know why?
You know why?
I don't know what it means.
It doesn't matter.
Ah, you are beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Beautiful beyond repair. 15 years ago, my ingrown demitasse. 15 years ago, you and I were both 18.
That's right.
Today you are 21 and I...
You know what?
I am 33. Time marches on. For a long time, I've been holding back a secret.
A secret?
But I can't hold it back any longer.
No.
I can tell you my secret. Tell it to you. I tell you now.
Oh, what is your secret? Tell it.
I am not your mother. Folks, we thank you for the use of the hall. I just want to say this time that my time has expired. Expired, there's the word, expired. I read that in my insurance policy. Now, don't be bashful. If you see me on the street, come right up to me and say, come on up, Harry, have dinner with me sometime. So long, guys.
Our next guest, a young lady you certainly all know, or else you just don't go to pictures. I don't have to use superlatives to tell you about Top Hat. Everybody knows Top Hat is a smash picture of the year. Ginger Rogers, star of Top Hat, is now one of the most popular screen stars in America. It's a feather in our hat to have her here in Shell Chateau. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Ginger Rogers. Rogers will now sing that great hit from Top Hat, No Strings.
Oh, wait a minute, Al.
What's the matter, Ginger?
Well, don't you think it's kind of hard to sing a song cold like that? I mean, bang, and you're into it?
Why, Ginger, you can sing it all right. You'll sing it swell.
But, Al, wouldn't it be just a little nicer if you'd, kind of get me in the mood a little?
Oh, I know what you want. I'll get you in the mood. I'll just for a sample. Darling, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Your eyes are like diamonds. Your teeth are like pearls. Your lips are like rubies.
Nice work, Al. Do you have to mention your wife's name while making love to me?
I'm no fool. But really, Ginger, I'm crazy about you. Won't you be mine?
No, Al, I'm sorry.
Oh, Ginger, you're driving me utsnay.
Don't be an atsay. Elche alte, etreve. No strings, no connection, no ties to my affection. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy. No days that can't be broken, no words that can't be spoken, especially when I am feeling romancy. Like a robin upon a tree, like a sailor that's lost to sea, like an unwritten melody, I'm free, that's me. Bring on the big attraction, my decks are cleared for action, I'm fancy free, and free for anything fancy. I wake up every morning with a smile on my face, everything in its place as it should be. I start out every morning just as free as the breeze, my cares upon the shelf, because I find myself with no strings, no ties. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy. No words, no date, especially when I am feeling romantic. Like a robin on a tree, like a sailor that goes to sea, like an unwritten melody, I'm free, that's me. Bring on the big attraction, my decks are cleared for action, I'm fancy free, and free for anything that's
Did you hear that thunder?
I heard something.
Come on. Let's do that scene from the picture.
Oh, now I get it.
Miss Rogers, it's going to be raining hard in a minute, and I have an umbrella. May I rescue you?
No, thanks. I prefer being in distress.
Oh, say, you wouldn't want to be just a little more friendly, would you?
Why should I? I don't know you from Adam.
Maybe it's the way I'm dressed.
Oh!
Are you afraid of thunder?
Oh, no, it's just the noise.
Huh. I'll bet you don't even know what thunder is.
Why, in school they taught us it was something about the air.
Oh, no. You see, when a clumsy cloud from here meets a fluffy little cloud from there, he billows towards her. She scurries away from him. He scuds right up to her. She cries a little, and there you have your shower. He comforts her. They spark, that's the lightning. They kiss, thunder. Are you scared?
Who wouldn't be with all of that thunder?
Thunder, nothing. Victor Young just dropped the bass drum.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all asleep. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together. So I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. And everything's okay. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. Oh, can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Super Shell, that it's the first truly balanced gasoline, that it's the first gasoline really adapted to the stop-and-go driving we all do. Maybe you've decided to try Super Shell sometime, but have just put off doing so. Here's a report that we hope will help to make up your mind to begin using this new type gasoline very soon. It's from a motorist in Binghamton, New York, Mr. Harry Stewart. He says,
I used to buy first one brand of gasoline and then another. Then I tried Super Shell and have been using it ever since. There really is no other gas like it. Super Shell gives me at least 2 more miles per gallon.
Why don't you get this saving, too? Why go on paying out more money for gasoline than is necessary? Use this gasoline that is specially suited to the stop-and-go driving you do 80% of the time. Use it for 2 weeks or a month. Then check up, and you'll see you don't have to fill the tank so often when you get this balanced gasoline. You can get Super Shell anywhere at any of the 30,000 neighborly Shell stations from coast to coast.
Before I sing my next song, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity of telling you that this is my last night at Coast and Shell Chateau. And believe me when I say that in all the years I've been in show business, no engagement has given me more pleasure than the 26 weeks I've spent here. And if during that time I've made you happy, well, I'm happy too. And I want to thank all those who've made it possible. To Victor Young and his orchestra, I say thank you. To Martin Freed, my accompanist, I say thank you. To my authors, Patrick Blick and Eddie Davis, I say thank you. To John Reber, who engaged me, and to the Shell Oil people, I thank you. This is the loveliest engagement I've ever had. And to all you ladies and gentlemen so kind as to listen and to write to me, I say from the bottom of my heart, till we meet again, I thank you. Next Saturday night, there'll be a new host in Shell Chateau, Mr. Waller Winchell. And to you, Mr. Winchell, I extend a most cordial welcome. Good luck, Waller Winchell. And now, folks, there's one song I've never sung to you here in Shell Chateau. So I've been asked to sing it, oh, so many times. It's a song from a picture I made several years ago. And I really believe I like it better than any song I've ever sung. It's called Sunny Boy. Up on my knee, sunny boy. Boy, you're only 3, sunny boy. You've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sunny boy. There are gray skies, I don't mind gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy.
are sent from a heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. And when I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so, sunny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. And the angels grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. I'm a lonely fool.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll all be back here in Shelterdo next Saturday night. Because I know you won't want to miss next week's show. What a show that's going to be. Walter Winchell's Master of Ceremonies. Eleanor Powell, a brilliant new singing and dancing star from the Broadway Melody of 1936. Elaine Arden with a brand new type of comedy featuring a female Greek dialect. Louis Armstrong, the world's hottest trumpet player. Joe Humphries, the best-known fight announcer in the world. The Frim Sisters, a sensational young singing duo. Milton Berle, famous comedian. Neela Goodell, radio singing star. And last but not least, Zitka Young is going to be here, our old Zitka and his orchestra. So, remember, it's a date next Saturday night. Until I see you again, no matter when,
I say from the bottom of my heart,
thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, sister.
Tune in next week when Walter Winchell presents Eleanor Powell, Elaine Arden, Joe Humphries, the Frim Sisters, Milton Berle, Louis Armstrong, Neela Goodell, Victor Young, and his orchestra. If you are now on Daylight Saving Time, you will hear the Shell Chateau program at the same time next week. If you are not now on Daylight Saving Time, you will hear this program 1 hour later. Musical selections on this broadcast included Piccolino from Top Hat, You Are Free from Apple Blossom Time, Sonny Boy from Singing Fool, Continental from Gay Divorcee, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from Roberta, I Feel a Song Coming On, I'm in a Mood for Love, Take It Easy, and Speaking Confidentially are from Every Night at 8. Your announcer, Burton Bennett. This program came to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.